KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Good morning to the fishing world. Good morning to the hunting world and to all of our other listeners here on 1480 AM. Thursday morning, On the Water, in the Air. Kind of got a little laugh out of this. Our guest coming up, I'm sure the live audience knows that we air this also on Facebook Live. Kind of a unique thing in the radio world because we don't have any rules in this on this show. But I was trying to show everyone the Walter the Walleye from Bob Allen, and of course. I'm sure our Iowegian friend, Steve Ide's going to go, hey, I can't read that. So I'm trying to turn it upside down, turn it around. Anyway, Bob Allen coming up. We actually have our camera on selfie mode. So Steve Ide from Iowa, I know we have to explain this to guys like you. That's why you don't see the words right. So we'll just do this for you, upside down and backwards. All right. He'll chime in. I'll guarantee you he'll chime in. He watches this show. He wants to know what's going on for them perch fishing up in this part of the country once in a while. Speaking of perch fishing, Brian Blackwell, one of our favorite guests here, just put out an email talking about some of the rules if you're going to walk out on the lake from the wildlife refuge up in your part of the world, Mr. Randy. Yeah, up in that good old Dade County area, and there's a few more rules if you're going to fish, from the shores of a wildlife refuge. So take a look at those rules. Don't be stromping and tomping and stomping around all that good deer habitat country up there. That's where they winter. Anyway, so, it kind of gets a guy a little bit wound up about chasing a perch or even a walleye. That's one thing. Fargo Ice Show is the next one up here, coming up on next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Really good lineup. Target Walleye had the lineup of speakers and things going on, and they're at the Shields Center or whatever they call that big place up there, 43,000 square feet of space to look at ice fishing stuff. And that's kind of intriguing if there's not much else going around. That'd be kind of fun to go see that, unless you want to go fishing, Randy. Anyway, those are a couple of things that are coming up and kind of exciting, other than evidently the news has got us all wound up again. There's a winter storm coming, and it's going to miss us again here in northeast South Dakota, if they're correct. Are they always correct? He's kind of mum on that because he's got to give the weather every day. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Toby Valvog from that Brainerd, northern Minnesota area. That might even be Grand Rapids. That might even be Leech Lake area. Anyway, good morning to you. A lot of guests. Good morning also to our guest that is waiting, Bob Allen. How are you in Wisconsin this morning? Just a little snow is just fine for our favorite ice fishermen lakes, that's for sure, isn't it?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was on Facebook and I saw a picture of Dave Gens this morning, which takes me back to I was one of the original ones promoting the original Vexilar in the blue box. So shout out to Dave this morning.
Ah, ha, ha. He is one of the godfathers, isn't he? Probably yeah. One and the only, really. I mean, in some people's worlds. But we're going to take a good sip here of this good McDonald's coffee. Not a sponsor of ours, but, we start out the day here, and there's something new that I had to show the Facebook Live listeners. I'm going for my first triple stack. Two sausage patties, bacon, egg, cheese. I mean, we're going to load it up today, everybody. So we're going to have a little fun here. Bob Allen, author of Walter the Wily Walleye. Tell us your inspiration about this book, Bob.
Well, I've been interested in fishing all my life. My two fishing habits and my other passion is hockey. And I always wanted to write a book, and I thought, well, should write about something you know. So So I figured I'd write something about fishing. And so I was trying to get kids interested in fishing. And rather than, you know, right now we've got high school fishing is popular and learn to fish is popular. But I wanted to capture the imagination of even the younger. So I decided to do a picture book about fishing for the 2 to 6 year olds or 7 or 8. So grandpa or dad can read that to their kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews. And so that's what originally how it started. I wrote a book a few years ago, couldn't find a publisher. And so finally I decided, well, I'm retired. I got some time. Let's bite the bullet. I formed my own publishing company, self-published. And so the first book out is Walter the Wily Walleye.
Oh, and it is absolutely fantastic. Illustrations, pictures. And you know what? I hope I'm not telling secrets about my office manager. So I showed her this book the other day, and I go, isn't this cool? Some of the illustrations on just small things that kids can learn. And she goes, what's this about these marble eyes and being able to see in the dark? And I'm going, what do you mean? I didn't know walleyes could see better in the dark. So even, you know, you're teaching people at 56 years old.
Well, one of the endorsements on the back of the book was Keith Gavias. And when I sent him the original manuscript, and he wrote back, he'd be happy to say something about the book. He said, even I learned something. He said, if I'd have known this stuff earlier, maybe I'd have caught a few more fish over my lifetime.
Yeah, I did. I read that. That's good, isn't it? Oh, goodness. So, you know, just tell us a little bit about, you know, the pictures and who helped you illustrate this and some of the background of this book, Bob.
Well, I wanted to keep it kind of local. The original publishers or the original people said, well, you know, this has only got a regional interest. And I said, yeah, I know, you know, muskies and walleye in the Midwest. I didn't want to go to China. They have the book printed, so I looked around and looked for an illustrator, and I finally found the illustrator that did this, did a great job, from Appleton, Wisconsin. And I had the book printed in Stevens Point. And my second book coming up, I found an illustrator in Edina, Minnesota. And the second book is going to be printed in Mankato. So I'm trying to keep it local in that, you know, do business. I'm a small business person. I want to do business with small business people in the Midwest. So that was my motivation, find people that have the talent, you know, locally, so to speak, in the Midwest.
So I just have to show, I'm sorry to our live listeners on radio, our Facebook live listeners will get a kick out of this. I'm showing a picture of Mr. Walleye with a worm in his arm, in his pectoral fin. Anyway, and the bobber's kind of coming down, but he's already got the bait in his hand, and the bobber's underneath the water, and he's grabbing it with his other fin.
Well, it's kind of a whimsical story, and it really encourages the reader and the child to get out and have an adventure and go with family and friends and seek the outdoors. You know, I took my kids fishing, my kids take their kids fishing, and I hope that continues on. So that was kind of the story of something whimsical, have a fish challenge the child to try and catch them, but at the same time put accurate information in there. I mean, I spent a number of years on the PWT in Nawa, so my background is I know a little bit about fishing, and I wanted to share that with, you know, all the readers.
So PWT days, Nawa days, did a little traveling in your day, Bob?
Did a lot of traveling back then.
You did? Yeah. Well, tell us about maybe a memory or two of some of the things that you saw while you're traveling around the country.
Well, I've got fond memories both of North and South Dakota. Got a bunch of friendly folks out there, very helpful. One of the times that I had a tournament up in Sacagawea, I was up there for 7 days, and the wind was blowing every day like it usually does.
Yeah. And
one day was called off, and they sent us out the next day. And, of course, I'm going to go with the fish hire, which are always 30 or 40 miles away from headquarters. And I get out there, and the wind picks up, and it's really blowing. So I tuck into a little bay to get out of the wind. And wouldn't you know, the wind even howls even more. And I try to get out of the bay, and I take a couple of waves over the bow, And if I'd have taken the third one, the boat would be at the bottom of the lake. So we tucked back into the shoreline. I decided, well, we're not going anywhere. My amateur partner and I see a farmhouse out in the distance. Well, let's see if we can get over there and phone in, because we didn't have cell phones back then, and the marine radios didn't go that far. So we're traipsing across a field with cattle, and that's the first time I really had an up-close personal experience with cattle, so that was kind of interesting.
First time they'd seen a human, too, probably.
So as we get closer to the farmyard, the farmhouse and barn, I told my partner, I said, boy, I hope they don't have any Rottweilers, because just a couple weeks ago, I was down in Arizona at a friend's house, standing in the kitchen around an island, and their big Rottweiler grabbed my ankle and wouldn't let go. Took two people to pry his jaws off me. So we get up there, climbing over and through the barbed wire. Wouldn't you know, they got two Rottweilers. They come screaming and barking at me. I jump up on the top of an abandoned car. My amateur partner's standing there. He's kind of, it didn't bother him. He worked on the railroad and oil company and oil derricks and stuff, and he's laughing at me. So he finally talks me down and told me to keep my arms at my side. And the dogs didn't kill me, so that was good. But the place was locked up, so, well, we're going to walk out to the road, about a half-mile driveway. We get down the driveway about halfway. In comes a car, and the lady gets out, and I said, boy, weren't you afraid that we were robbers? And she said, well, in these parts, usually the robbers don't wear bright red Gore-Tex with their name emblazed on the outside. So we got to the farmhouse, and she didn't own the place. She just kept her horses there, and we call in the headquarters and tell them we're safe, can't make it back for a weigh-in, and they got a hold of my traveling partner, Brad Davis, and he hooked up my trailer and drove an extra 40 miles to get to the other side of the reservoir, drove the trailer down through a field, and we got the boat out. But that's the kind of adventure that you have when you're out fishing.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And then you find good people, too, especially people in western North Dakota, but also Brad Davis. Getting out there, getting it done every year, doing the traveling. Oh, what a fantastic guy! That's a good. Isn't that amazing how long he's been doing it? There's very few left of that group. What do you think, Scarless, Parsons, Cavias, and Brad?
Yeah, there's a few of them left, but that was an interesting group. And yeah, Brad's still doing it. I pre-fished the FLW over in Winnebago this year with Brad. And so he's still after it.
Oh, man, what a good one, isn't it? There's another guy in here, Scott Alberts. Is he the one that kind of brings the pictures to life here? Is that
side of it? He's an illustrator, and I looked around and trying to find the right illustrator, and he isn't known for illustrating books, but I came across his portfolio, and the first picture that was on his portfolio was an ink drawing of a walleye. And I thought, this is the guy that's got to illustrate my book. So it was like karma.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Called him, and we worked out a deal, and it's worked out really well.
Yeah. The book, a chance to introduce your kids. And maybe even your office manager of 54 years old, to a little something new. Bob, how do we, and we actually have another book in the works.
We do. A new one coming out in January is going to be Flying to the Boonies, where a little boy and girl go with dad and grandpa on a fly-in trip to Canada, which I've taken many, many trips up there. Uh-huh. And so that's due out in January. I hope they have a book or two each year. And next year, I've got two manuscripts in the works, one for muskie and one for ice fishing for next year. So I'm working with a couple guys on that, and I think that'll be a fun book for kids too.
That's a great idea on the ice fishing, the way that industry has just boomed and the people getting involved in ice fishing is growing leaps and bounds. That's a great idea. the books, you know, age, you know, people are wondering what's our ages in this. I know a few years ago, Christine Houtman, look, you know, that was more of a fourth, fifth, sixth grade book. This seems to be a little different.
Yeah, this is for you know, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, first grade. Kids that are interested, it might go up into the, you know, 7-8-year-olds, but basically for 2-6-year-olds, it's to spark the imagination early on, to write, you know, do a story that they find fun and giggly, but they're learning something at the same time. So, you know, you're never too young or too old to catch the fishing bug. And I want to encourage the kids to, you know, look at pictures and think about the outdoors and the environment and get away from the computer and their iPhones a little bit. And you can't start too early. I mean, a lot of education starts with preschool, and this picture book is basically for preschoolers.
Yeah, I would agree. But you know what? Also, it teaches, it's an opportunity for adults to teach them that, you know, as the walleye's pulling the hook away with one of his fins, you know, that they're not easy to catch, which is the intriguing part, and that's kind of neat that it's that you've brought that out in the book.
Yeah.
The best way that people could get in touch with a book like this is how, Bob?
The best way is just go to my website, which is BobAllenAuthor.com, and they can order there, and when somebody orders something there, it's shipped within 1 to 2 days. I mean, I'm pretty attentive to get this stuff out and get it in people's hands. Along the way, I was just up in Brainerd a couple weeks ago, and along the way, I stopped at a number of libraries and donated books to the library. I gave one to somebody in St. Cloud, and lo and behold, this week I get an order from St. Cloud. So I know people are, if they have the book in the library, they learn about it there, and then they go from there. But the easiest way is just to go to BobAllenAuthor.com. I'll be exhibiting at a number of shows coming up, the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg in January, the Madison Fishing Show, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, in March. And I'm also doing the Northwest Show up in Minneapolis. So I'll be exhibiting at those, and if people will stop by, happy to sign a book and give a little show discount at that point. But if they want something now, early for, you know, a holiday gift, the easiest way is just to go to my website, BobAllenAuthor.com.
Yeah, what a great idea for kids for Christmas. And so nice and big and beautifully put together. Anything else, Bob, as parting shots here in the last 30 seconds?
No, just that I'm doing this as a labor of love. I really want to keep kids interested in the outdoors and especially fishing. I hunt a little, but I fish a lot, and I'm just interested in keeping kids fired up about getting out there with family and friends and having fun. My tagline on my business card, it says Bob Allen Books, but the tagline is share the joy of fishing with kids. And so that's what I'm all about.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. And there's if anyone has additional questions, tune in to the Facebook posts, and I will do my best throughout the day, and Bob may check it. If Bob, I'm sure you're on Facebook if you want to share that.
I am.
Share the Facebook video to your page when you're done. We'll be watching that, and people will be watching it, cruising, listening to it. They don't watch while they're cruising down the road, but they listen to it throughout the day, right?
Well,
all right.
I hope that Walter swims into the imagination as a best-selling picture book. So
yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for your time this morning, and you guys have a great day up there.
It was a pleasure, Bob Allen, and it'd be a pleasure to meet you someday. Take care.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, another week of On the Water, In the Air, and the biggest news of the day is it's 8 o'clock and we're done. Over and out. We'll send this baby right over to Randy.